This news update is brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press, I'm Ed Wolf with your news update. Kingston Police Chief swung into action, literally, using a snow shovel to fend off an axe-wielding suspect. Chief Albert Purcell was responding to a complaint at a home on February 4th when a 34-year-old Dale Ford allegedly came at the officer with an axe. Police says Purcell grabbed the nearest thing he could, a snow shovel, and defended himself. Body cam video shows officer backing off after the attack, leading to a tense standoff that ended peacefully. Ford now faces 20 charges, including assault with intent to commit murder and assaulting and resisting a police officer. If convicted on the top charges, he can face life in prison. He remains jailed at the Schuylkill County Correctional Center with a $250,000 bond, with court hearings set for February 18th and February 25th. Essexville Jack Market and Meat Market is officially back open for business. The popular local market reopened Tuesday, just weeks after a December fire that forced it to close for major repairs. Owner Jack Stahl says the outpouring of support from the community has made all the difference during the renovations. Many local customers visited the store and on reopening day, shared their excitement and relief to see a hometown market restored. On December 28th, blaze broke out in the early morning hours, sending heavy smoke through the back of the building. Hampton Township firefighters quickly brought it under control, but damage inside was extensive, requiring most of the store's inventory to be replaced. With fresh repairs and shelves restocked, Jack's is once again open and serving Essexville shoppers stronger than ever. We'll be right back with this word from our sponsor.
The Flannery Auto Mall has the deals of the season on Buick and GMC. Drive home in a brand new 2026 GMC Sierra Elevation Crew Cab 4-wheel drive for only $322 per month. You get the trailering package with brake controller, all-terrain tires, power seat, heated seats, and wheel, 13.4-inch infotainment with Google Maps, dual zone climate control, lane departure, lane keep assist, and more, all for only $322 per month. Or lease the 2026 Buick Encore GX all-wheel drive with heated seats and wheel, power seats, lane change, rear cross traffic alert, remote start, and more for only $324 per month. Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe has the new 2026 Buick Enclave preferred with all-wheel drive with heated leather seats and wheel, power seats, power lift gate, second row buckets, tri-zone climate control, floor liners, and more, all for $516 per month. So what are you waiting for? Go to the mall, the Flannery Auto Mall, 1225 Sand Beach Road on the east side of Bad Axe.
Lease prices are for a 36-month lease with 2,000 hours down to 12,000 miles per year. See Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe for details. Today.
While shopping downtown Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Flannery Auto Mall, Buckley Shoes, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection.
A two-vehicle crash occurred Tuesday morning in downtown Ubley when a minivan ran a stop sign and struck an SUV around 7:25 a.m. According to local police, a Bad Axe resident driving a Chrysler Pacifica failed to yield at the intersection of East Main Street and North Washington Street, colliding with a Chevy Trailblazer driven by a Port Austin woman traveling southbound. A male passenger was also in the SUV at the time of the impact. All three individuals escaped injury, authorities said. Well, Midland County, years after the dam failure caused historic flooding in mid-Michigan, Safford Lake could be getting ready for a new life in 2026. According to the Four Lakes Task Force, the process to refill the lake could begin as early as April of 2026. So Dave Culpert, the president of Four Lakes Task Force, says the pending inspection and permits will have to happen first before they could start refilling the lake beginning around April 15th. Well, that's kind of interesting. Global oil demand projected to rise in 2026. The International Energy Agency reported today that global oil demand is forecasted to rise by 850,000 barrels per day this year. The growth is driven almost entirely by non-OPEC economies, which China is leading the surge in this consumption. The shift is in demand, and also noted that the petrochemical feedstocks are expected to amount to over half of the year's gains. This contrasts with 2025, where transportation fuels were primarily driven by market growth. And that's all the news we have for this hour. You can get your news anytime at thumbnet.net. And this news update was brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe.